today's liturgy brings to us some mysterious, very powerful encounters with a living God, in which we see that true astonishment in the presence of God should always lead to a mission. Both Isaiah in the first reading and Peter in the Gospel were deeply moved by seeing God, even afraid. But they did not remain there. They were sent on a mission to share what they had witnessed. So let's go deeper in our understanding of what happened. The prophet Isaiah saw the glory of God in a temple filled with smoke and angels, and the angels were saying to one another those words which we sing at every single Mass: Holy, 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 Lord God of hosts. And so impactful, so impressive was the experience that Isaiah thought he would die. And then in the Gospel, Peter and his friends realized at some point that the man who was with them teaching was not just a very eloquent and wise teacher, but God himself. And the text is very strong. They were not just impressed. This is what we heard: astonishment at a catch of fish they had made seized him. So astonishment, utter amazement, a deep sense of wonder had seized him, literally laid hold all around him. Peter and his friends were just surrounded, completely penetrated by this astonishment. They were there next to God. And because of this, Peter asked Jesus to depart for him, for he was aware that that man was God. Today, we witness these encounters again, not just because it is beautiful to think about that. It is. Not just because it's always interesting to try to find a new angle. It is. Not only even because it's always good to find a lesson. That's also true. But the real invitation is to go there, to try with our whole heart to have that kind of powerful encounter, fully aware that we are in the presence of God. And for this to happen right now at Mass, when God himself comes to us, we should do what Peter and his friends did: put out into the deep, which means to go as deep as we can in our prayer right now at Mass, to avoid any kind of distraction or any kind of routine or superficiality, and to go deep, to make a conscious, intentional effort to go deep and be aware, as Isaiah and Peter were, that God is here in his temple. Of course, the Eucharist, the celebration of the Mass, as beautiful as it is, and we really try to make it beautiful, is not as emotionally or in the area of our senses, perhaps as impactful as what we can tell was the experience of encountering God for Isaiah or for Peter. Visually, although again, it is very beautiful, it is not the same as those unique, extraordinary experiences. And yet, the presence of God is not less real here. His glory is here with us, like nowhere else. If we've had the opportunity of meeting someone that we deeply admire, probably we all have had, or if not, we can imagine that. Surely when we were going there, we were literally looking forward to that encounter. We were excited, filled with expectation, and then we were probably filled with joy and gratitude for that encounter. When we come to church, we are with God always. When we offer the sacrifice of the Mass, Jesus Christ gives his life again for us, not just in a symbolic way, in a real way. If we can receive communion, we can eat his flesh and drink his blood. And isn't it sad that at least sometimes we come here not necessarily with a bad intention, but at the same time not as if anything big happened. When was the last time that we experienced sincere astonishment at the presence of God? When was the last time that we felt, like Peter, that this is so holy, so pure, so beautiful that we're not really worthy to be here? When was the last time that we were truly moved with love and adored the living God present among us? And even if our answer is, I don't remember, or I don't know if I've ever experienced that, today we can. This Mass, in a very powerful and tender way, is an invitation for all of us to have that kind of encounter. Even the very first words of today's Mass, the first words given by the Church for us in the entrance antiphon, were an invitation to put our hearts in the right disposition. Oh, come, let us worship God. For we know that we can come and spend an hour here and not necessarily worship God. But that's what we should do, to worship the Lord who comes to us. And so, as in the first reading and praying with the words of the psalm, we say, in the sight of the angels, I will sing your praises, Lord. Particularly those mysterious words that we say every day, holy, 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 in the Sanctus. Those words that mark that mysterious moment when heaven and earth come together at Mass. That moment that marks that mystery when the angels fill this church, when we join the angels from our imperfection, but also from our longing, and we adore God. And there is one tiny but very meaningful difference between what Isaiah heard and what we say. Isaiah heard, the earth is filled with his glory. But the church has always, and by the way, it is possible that we've been singing these words at Mass since the late first century. The church has always changed intentionally those words, and we make it a little bit more personal. Heaven and earth are full of your glory, for we know that we can speak to God directly, for he comes to us here. We are with the angels, and particularly in that moment, let's try to be aware, the angels will be here. We will be adoring God himself. So may this Mass be a moment to be aware of where we are and what is happening here. And may we treasure this gift and be hopefully seized, held all around with astonishment at God's closeness. And if we feel as well that this is so beautiful and so holy that we shouldn't be here, we should remember that both for Isaiah and Peter, their fears vanished. Not when they understood exactly the fix for their problems, but when they said yes to their mission. So this is a time to place our eyes not on ourselves, not even in what we want, but on the glory of God, on his holiness, and also on the beautiful mission we have received, so that with gratitude and truly moved by that astonishment, we may be able to share as well in our mission the beautiful things that we get to see here.